Well, that's a good saying. I don't care where you're from. That's just good all the way around. It's just a blessing from on high. And if you didn't enjoy that, well, then that's only something saved people could enjoy. You just need to be saved is what you need. And then you'd enjoy some of these things that come from God. All right, let me see if I can get this button here turned on. Sometime I do, sometime I don't. How's that? Is that it? All right. All right, good to see you tonight. We're glad you're here, and you that are visiting with us, we're glad you're here, and certainly we hope to be prosperous to you in the things of God. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Deuteronomy chapter number 32. You will read a passage over there, Deuteronomy chapter number 32, and then we'll pray and sit down and so forth and on, but in chapter number 32, and the Bible said in about verse number 31, if you find the place you're able to stand, that's where we'll begin reading right from right there. All right, notice if you will, please, is that in verse number 31, for their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and the fields of Gomorrah, and their grapes are the grapes of gall, and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons and cruel venom of asp. And is it not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among many treasures? To me belongeth vengeance, God said, and recompense, and their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them will make haste. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and we do thank you for it and how good it is to be once again back here in the house of God. We praise you and thank you, thou art God. Beside thee, there's none else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight on the Song of Fools. Now, Brother Matt this morning, you know, it's over there in Ecclesiastes chapter number 7, about verse number 5. It's over there where it says something like it's better to hear the rebuke of the wise than the song of fools. You know, if a person's preaching the word of the Lord rebukes your heart, let me tell you, you can't rise above the wisdom that God gives in the word of the Lord. But make no mistake about it, dear friend, that if you reject God and the Bible, you'll be going after the song of fools and instead of a word to the wise. In chapter number 32 of the book of Deuteronomy, he said in verse 17, they sacrificed unto devils and not unto God, to gods whom they knew not, new gods which came up newly up, whom your fathers feared not. Of the rock, talking about the Lord, that beget thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. When the Lord saw it, he abhorred them, and because he had provoked it of his sons and of his daughters, then he said, I will hide my face from them, and I will see what their end shall be, and for they are very froward generation children in whom is no faith. I told you that I was going to preach about a young lady tonight. I don't know if it's even proper to call her a lady. She's a monster of a person. Her name is Billie Eilish. Am I saying it right? Billie Eilish, Pirate, Baird O'Connell, that's her name. That's a mouthful, isn't it? She was born December the 18th, 2001, about 23 years ago, I guess be 24 coming up. But anyhow, the long and short of it, one way or the other. She's been diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome at the age of 11. She's a gal that somehow or another has some kind of a long word named of depression where she sees a color when she hears a sound or a song. In fact, is you'll find that whenever they interviewed her, a group did, they interviewed her and recorded all this. She's a little bit mad at them because they did, but she says she's sexually attracted to both men and women. You know what that makes you? She admits it later on, makes you queer. Sometimes you'll see somebody, oh, well, now, I don't think they're queer. They like men and women. You're queer. Then you're a person of sodomy. You're a sodomite, if you will, please. No need in trying to sugarcoat it and all that. We're among friends. But notice, if you will, is that she said she was raised a vegetarian and then she became a vegan. Let me say to you, she said she experienced sexual abuse as a child. Something obviously going on around her house it ought not to be. She identifies herself as she and her, but she said, I really never felt like a girl. Now, we're talking about a young lady that, buddy, that the world is going crazy after. Her net worth, while she's running down Elon Musk for having so much money, her net worth's from 50 to 53 million, somewhere along in there. When they asked her about her sexuality, it came up, she's queer. She told a variety of interviewers for that, I guess it's a magazine, a news thing and all of that. She said, quote, unquote, I'm attracted to women. And then finally, Billy, she came out as a lesbian. I got to say to you that, if you will, she throws in with the LGBTQ, and she's part of all of that. And let me say to you, she suffers from depression. She suffers from anxiety. At the age of 16, she attempted suicide. Now, here's a good thing for anybody to be able to ask somebody that's going after just a little old trashy, skanky, nasty-looking thing like this. If her songs don't help her and her practice don't help her, what makes you think it'll help you? In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find out she's got a song. I only looked at one or two of them. I didn't care about really. You know, I've already had to dig up through all of this back whenever in the 60s when I'd preach on it with people like Jimi Hendrix, you know. Rock and roll is always a bunch of rebels that are always wanting to pervert their sexual activity, simulate it with their instruments on stage, and make no mistake about it, that's a godless and wicked bunch, always has been, is tonight, and will be tomorrow. Right. Now, let me tell you, this gal's got a song that's entitled Lunch. It's so vulgar, it's so vile, it's so satanic and sexual-oriented. I read it to my wife, and she said, I hope you're not going to read that in church. I said, well, no, I'm embarrassed to read it in private. That's how bad it is. You're talking about somebody that's doing what they can. Now, she likes to dress in baggy clothes, you know, and baggy pants and baggy clothes and a hat. And sometimes she got her cap on backwards and this and that. And let me say to you that, if you will, any parent that would allow their family to get involved in that and not raise old Billy Kane about it. I started to say Billy Hell, but that's where she's going. You're a fool. Anybody that puts their stamp of approval on that is a fool. Make no mistake about that. Now, you know, there's a few things is that every now and again may slip up on your blind side, but it's right out and open for you. I want to say to you that, if you will, is that you'll find that she claimed to be very religious when she was a youngster, and she said, but I really never did know why. Well, that's why, because the devil was trying to give her a little taste of religion, so she'd never come to know the Lord, and as a result of that, she began to go another route and another route and so forth and on. Now, it's just the farther you dig in this gal's life, the more horrible that it is. What's amazing to me that in Baptist churches across the country that she's becoming popular and has become popular. You don't make $50 to $53 million. I hadn't made that much all my life. And here's a gal right here running down Elon Musk because of the fact that he's got I guess he's the richest man in the country. And there she is with $50 to $53 million. I said all that to be able to tell you that, if you will, please, is that there's only one way to miss hell and make heaven, and it's in a person, and his name's the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, he is the true rock. And upon this rock, buddy, he said, I'll build my church, talking about himself. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be able to know. The Bible said you got to be careful because there's a religion out there that the Bible said that their rock is not the same as our rock. Their vine's the vine of Sodom. There's a sodomite. I want to tell you right now what that is. You know what a sodomite is? It's a queer. I only say that to you because that in the Bible, whenever God gives that, you'll find that as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come again. Now, you know what it was in the days of them? I'll tell you what. Queers were running rampant. And sodomy was running rampant in the church house, if you will, please, down there by the house of God. And Jesus said, as it was in their day, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall come again. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time tonight except exalting and magnifying the name of the Lord. But let me tell you right now, rock music is tonight, always has been, and will be tomorrow from hell. And somebody said, well, what if it's Christian rock? No such thing. If it's rock, it ain't Christian. If it's Christian, it's not rock. Let me tell you, you know, whenever, let me see if I can remember a thing or two. Do you know what a metronome is? It's a thing that keeps beat, a thing that keeps a steady beat in the music world and all that business there. What the rock and roll world did was they came out and they told you explicitly that what they knew how to do was is that they knew how to be able to get your mind so messed up in rock and roll that all of a sudden those beats and all of a sudden those lyrics and all of that right there. Somebody made the statement, and here's what he says in that. I want to say his name was, Jimi Hendrix. He said, you can hypnotize people with music and preach to their subconsciousness. He says, and what we want to say, we want to be able to preach to their subconscious to where that they'll finally, you know, you can call my church the electric church. Now, that was Jimi Hendrix. He died and went to hell many times. You don't know him. I'm just telling you about him. That's the way it's always been. Gene Simmons and that bunch, Kiss, they admitted that there's Kiss meant kings in Satan's service. And, buddy, let me tell you, they are snaky looking. Old Janis Joplin, remember her? Old to Billy Joe and all that business there. She died. All of these people here, most of them, besides the Kiss movement, they haven't yet done it. But old Jimi Hendrix and a lot of these people, and there's a whole list of them that died with an overdose. They'd get up and blaspheme God on stage, get their money, vomit, and choke to death sometimes on their own vomit. Now, that's how godless and wicked that bunch has been and always has been. I don't have time to dive into all of that because I spent, in fact, is I probably wrote that back in the 60s about rock and roll, rebel and roll, or rebels rocking. That was the title of it way back when. In fact is, I didn't even have nothing but just a piece of a typewriter, and it was a very poor quality of anything. I didn't have anybody to be able to retype and clean it up, make it look neat, make it look nice. Let me tell you right now, rock and roll music's hypnotic. You take that this is a Billy gal, she's hypnotic. Let me tell you, the only people she's going to be able to appeal to, somebody's got a rebel heart. That's the only people that's going to listen to that. I'm going to cater to that. Let me tell you what music is. It is an addiction. Do you realize, though, that if you read over there in the book of Ezekiel in chapter number 28, God talked about the anointed cherub. No doubt he's talking about the devil in that passage. Even though he refers to him as the king of Tyrus, yet you'll know that it doesn't fit the king of Tyrus, but it does fit because this guy was in the Garden of Eden. Guess who was woke up one day and went out there talking to somebody, you know, the tree of good and evil, and found a conversation that was interesting to her. Her name was Eve. She was talking to the devil. And let me say to you that when you look into that, you'll find that he was able, with the pipes and the music that was coming from himself, he was able to get a hold of people's mind. And by the way, let me tell you something. That's the reason why that music has crept in where it ought not to be and selling a product that it really doesn't have the right to be able to give. It's destruction. But let me tell you right now is what ends up happening is this here, is that you'll find is that all of those beats and all of that confusion, it gets a hold of you, and music's the only thing that you don't have to listen to for it to have an effect upon you. Let me give you an example. You ever been driving down the road, got your radio on, first thing you know, you're beating on the steering wheel and keeping beating, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get caught. Oh, yeah. Excuse me, I didn't realize Mama was looking, Daddy was looking. I mean, everybody in here is like that. I mean, boy, you talk about a foot stomper and all that. Do you know why? Music! is an addicting thing, and the devil knows how to do it to get people addicted for it. I can promise you, after this is all said and done, somebody's going to be offended over Billy Trash Girl. I just went ahead and changed her name for my own benefit, you know. I mean, you didn't mind it. Somebody said, well, that's not nice to be able to do. I'm not trying to be nice to a witch of a person that's satanic and claims to be a queer. I'm not trying to be nice and to win favor with her. Why do you think I call Trailer Trash Swift what I do? In this lesson that you're looking at, you're going to find out, and by the way, let me tell you, you better be real careful, because if you want God to be able to bless you and move upon you when you're singing, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." If you want God to bless you with that, you better stay away from some of this other junk that's going on in the world we're living in. I want to say to you that the Bible says over in the book of Ephesians chapter number 5 and about verse number 19 down through 20, that you and I are to be able to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, do you know what a spiritual song is? It's one that you can make melody in your heart to the Lord. It's the one that has a succession of single notes. It's the one to where that there's not going to be a different pitch, but every pitch that in a song of melody is going to be that which relates one to the other. And as to be a recognizable entity, the principle of past, the piece of harmonized music will be sweet and be pleasant music. It won't sound like that you're standing on a cat's head and pulling up on its tail and running a knife up and down and it's screaming and hollering. God said, make melody in your heart toward the Lord. Did you ever notice how good that sounded tonight while they were singing? It's because that it makes melody unto the Lord, and it's in a pleasing manner. Addiction is what music becomes to people that are not paying attention to what's going on. I want to tell you right now, is when it gets in your blood, by the time it gets to your foot and out your hand and all I submit is right there, if you're not careful, you'll end up one of these days going the wrong route and the wrong route with the wrong kind of music. I remember whenever I was over in Louisiana and I was preaching probably along the lines, and maybe some of these things here, I didn't know nothing about that Billy Hogwash girl. I didn't know anything about her. But I knew people just like her. I remember there's a little old toe-headed boy. Let's see here, I don't know. He's probably about the size of Logan at that time. He might have been the size of Landon, I don't know, but he was just a little fellow. And his daddy, you know, was a good man and all that business there. He had had enough things go wrong in his life that make you want to, you know, holler snake and run backwards. But let me tell you right now, he finally one day got saved by the grace of God, knew God could reach farther down than he is able to reach up. And he was driving down the road, and he said, I had the radio on, wasn't paying any attention to it. See, there you go, that's what I'm saying. And he said, I was driving down the road, and they had a song on there, one of them, I don't know, Shoot Low Sheriff, She's a Crawler. And and said, my little boy got me under conviction, preacher. He tapped me on the shoulder and he said, that ain't our kind of music no more, is it, Daddy? It's true, isn't it? God put a song in our heart, even praise and thanksgiving unto God. I want to say to you that if you will, and I don't know what you listen to or and all that business there, and neither do I care. What I'm trying to tell you is God does. And that's all I'm just telling you right up front. Let me say to you that, if you will, that it is a biblical thing to give a distinct sound and clarity and a melody of psalms and hymns and spiritual songs in your heart and your life. He put a new song in my heart. If you're saved, he put a new song in your heart. You know, every now and again, and I've told you in days gone by, every now and again, I like to listen to something what's that guy there that needs to have his oil changed in his hair and his clothes need to be burnt? Willie Nelson. I like to listen to old Willie whenever he's singing Good Morning America about that train. That's about the only thing that I can think of. And he's probably, you know, he's got a lot of people fooled. He's made it this far in life, but what is he, in his 90s now? Long and short of it, I see you're not a Willie Nelson follower. And if you're going to have to follow somebody secular, it'll be a whole lot better than this demonic bunch that's here. I want to close tonight and just to be able to tell you that the Bible said over in the book of Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 20, to the law and the testimony, that if they speak not according to this word, there is no light that is in them. You know, every now and again, not often, I don't like to watch. I like gun smoke, but I don't like religious television. Why? It makes me mad. And I was watching some of them foolish-looking people, you know, that were dancing around. Finally, they throwed a snake in the bunch. And, of course, I seen snakes long before the snake came out of the box. Bit the preacher, killed him dead as a hammer. And he ought to have been bit, and he ought to have died over it, and that's exactly what he did. I've been foolish and stupid like that. So you're a kind of person than I am. That's so bad and so terrible. Yeah, it's terrible that they even televise something like that on TV. It's not making me want to go out there and pick up a snake. Prove that I'm faithful to God and all that right there, that God's faithful to me. I want to say to you that when you begin to look into the Bible, you begin to recognize and know that music that's preparing your heart that pleases God will prepare you to receive the word of the Lord. That's the kind of music we're talking about. You know, when the song leader gets up, and I think he does a good job. But, you know, leading singing is not just all of a sudden, well, I got, you know, two or three songs here, and then just they can't hear you half the time or you can't do nothing. Your job is to excite people to receive the word of the Lord. That's what it's for. And as a result of that, that's why every now and again we throw a jingle in there, trying to make melody in our hearts unto God. If you're saved tonight, then it's because that there was a distinct sound of the gospel message that was preached when God granted you repentance and God gave you faith to believe Him. Amen. If so that you get to the place in your life that you won't hear the blessed word of the Lord any longer, there'll be no, like they sang tonight, you'll be past hope. And it won't be before Jesus stepped in, but it'll be because you received not the love of the Spirit that you might be saved. Let's stand on our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our eyes are closed. Now, Father, we want to thank you for loving us even while we've been unlovable. I praise you and thank you now that thou art God, and beside thee there is none else. I'm asking your blessings now upon every family represented here tonight. Be with those that could not be. And we pray that now that you'd build a hedge about us, guard our hearts and mind, bless these young men and young ladies, boys and girls, men and women. We'll thank you in Jesus' name.